The agency that will enforce Madison's minimum wage has sent out more than 11,000 letters to area businesses telling them about the new ordinance. Eric Keston of the Equal Opportunities Commission conducted an informational session recently.
We've gotten a really good response from employers who are going to come to a number of our trainings. And as the understanding comes out there, because as we started the presentation, we said there's a lot of myths and rumors and legends out there about what the minimum wage ordinance is.
Some opponents claim it will drive business to the suburbs or result in higher charges for customers. Lawrence Schmuck owns 5 restaurants in Madison.
Why should Madison penalize us, small business people? You know, we're in a better spot than others because we've got more than one place. Somewhat insulated, but I'm telling you that you have these people who are just making it.
In 2005, the minimum wage will be $5.70 an hour. It will eventually rise to $7.75 3 years later. A study done by an economic think tank at the UW-Madison shows 130,000 workers will benefit, more than half of them adults. And some who work for companies outside Madison will get increased wages if they're working in Madison. For instance, pizza, laundry service, and flower delivery drivers will all be entitled to the higher wage if they're in Madison at least 2 hours a week. The state of Wisconsin is also trying to raise its minimum wage. Some Republican lawmakers have objected to Governor Jim Doyle's proposal and are delaying its implementation. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.